Srimati Radharani along with her group of devotees called as leftist gopis. And there is Chandravali and her gopis, her friends, called as the rightist gopis. So Chandravali is also expansion of Radharani only. But in order to enhance the mood of Krishna, both these groups of gopis, they perform dance with Krishna at different places, different times. So one day, it is said that Radharani's associates, they all made a very beautiful jula and they decorated it with flowers and they were waiting for Krishna to come. But Krishna didn't turn up for a long time. And Lalita and Vishakha, they all started discussing, where is Krishna? He didn't turn up till now. And then they got a news from one of the manjaris from Chandravali's group that Krishna has gone to perform a great dance there along with Chandravali and her associates. So when the news came, Vishakha became furious. She brought the news to Radharani and told her. Then Radharani started lamenting and mourning. And then she said, if he ever comes this side, don't allow him here. So then all the gopis, they covered the kunja and they put a board, admission prohibited, for Krishna especially. And Krishna, after some time, turned up there with his flute and beautiful peacock feather. As soon as he arrived there, he was driven out. He said, no, no admission for you here. Radharani has put a strict condition. He tried, he begged, he cried, and nothing of any avail. So then Krishna was wandering in Vrindavan here and there, crying tears. On the way, he comes across Tulasi at Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi says, oh, Krishna, you couldn't make it into the kunj? I'll give you an idea. I'll give you an idea which will be very painful for you, but you have to do it anyway if you really want to attain the company of Srimati Radharani. She says, you will have to give up a lot of things. First of all, you have to give up your peacock feather. You have to give up your curly locks of hair and shave up. You have to give up your flute that you are playing. And you have to wear the dress of a mendicant. And in this way, you become a simple mendicant and I'll teach you a song. And if you sing this song, you'll become very attractive. And you'll again regain the association of Radharani. So she teaches a song, which is a song in glorification of Radha Prem. Just like we have Krishna Prem, there is Radha Prem. So he sings that beautiful song, saying that Krishna has become a vikari for Srimati Radharani's love. And in this way, he is wandering all over the world with nothing else to obtain. Like that, that's a song, beautiful song. So singing that song, he is passing by and he comes near that kunja. And Lalita, Vishakha and all become very attracted. Hey, who is this mendicant singing such a sweet song? Very nice song. Krishna has become a beggar? And that too for Radha's love? In this way, it is very nice that this song is portraying Radharani as superior. Immediately they call for this mendicant. Hey, come here, come here. The song is so wonderful. We would like to offer this song to our mistress, Srimati Radharani. She should hear this. Very nice. And by the way, she is so much in a sulky mood and a morose mood. Can you see her lines of her hand and say that when will she attain Krishna ever in her life? And then the sannyasi says, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Then they take him. And of course, you will find in Vrindavan all the gopis, they all cover their head with a veil. Even Rajasthanis, even today, they cover their head with a veil, you will see. Covered. And the Radharani is also sobbing and weeping. Although she had declared that Krishna is never allowed entry into the kunj, but she was constantly remembering him 24 hours a day. So she shows the left hand. And the sannyasi says, oh, I am a sannyasi, I will not touch anyone's hand. I cannot, I am a mendicant. You don't see I am carrying a danda and all that, he says. Then they say, then how are you going to tell her future? What is going to happen? And then he says, oh, she has a very, very bright future. But I only see the forehead. From forehead only I can judge whether she will get her lover or not. So, and Radharani at that time, she quotes this famous verse. Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanat marmahatam karotva. She is remembering that verse and she is remembering Krishna. Then when she shows her forehead, then naturally you cannot show forehead and not see the person opposite you. When Radharani sees the person, the sannyasi, immediately the sannyasi turns into beautiful Shyamasundar with his flute and curly locks of blackish hair, turns. And then Radharani breaks down to tears that Krishna, you have cheated me. Then that time, Vishakha tells her prophecy. She tells, because you made Radharani cry like this, then you will also have to cry for her. And that is the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is constantly weeping tears. Searching Krishna everywhere, weeping tears. Just like Radharani was searching for Krishna that time, so Krishna himself had to search for Krishna, weeping, because of this particular pastime. So, these kind of wonderful pastimes Krishna does with his devotees. If we want to call out Krishna's names, we have to have love for him. If we don't have love for him, we should at least like him. If we don't have liking for him, at least we should identify our connection with him in some way. Otherwise, if we don't identify any connection with him, at least we should like those people who like him. Or if we don't like those people who like him, at least we should identify with some connection to those who like him. If we don't have these things, there is no possibility of attaining Krishna at all. Because, ask yourself a question. There are so many people passing in this number 4 Tarapur Road outside. Do you just call anyone and talk to them? Do you call them by their name? First of all, you can't even know their name. How will you call them by their name? So many Mota, Chota, Lamba, Chowda, all kinds of people are going, isn't it? You know? And we are watching also. Many times you see with your eyes, but you don't call them. Why? First of all, you don't know their name. And even if you know their name, you don't have any connection with them. Or even if you have any connection with them, there are many relatives with whom you have connection, but you don't do anything with them because you don't love them. Isn't it? It's very common to understand it. Very simple logic. So, if we first of all identify our connection to a devotee, and then we like that devotee, and that devotee likes Krishna, then we will also develop a liking for Krishna. That's what happened with Prabhupada's disciples. People liked Prabhupada, and they developed trust and faith in Prabhupada. Then they didn't know who Krishna was, but because Prabhupada loved Krishna, then they also developed liking for Krishna. And then the liking gradually turned into love for Krishna over a period of time. So, we don't call the names of people whom we don't know who they are, isn't it? Your mother likes calling the name of the child again and again, several times. Simply remembering the name of the child is so soothing to her mind. Similarly, for the devotee, calling Krishna's name is the most enjoyable thing in the whole creation, which he will do with great joy, because of feeling that contact, because of the liking, because of the love, a devotee can call. Like, you know, it is certainly very important that we do the morning program very nicely, come in front of the deities and chant and we dance and we do. That's absolutely important to be done. But at the same time, it is not a mechanical performance in front of the deity or some ritualistic process. There is a lot of depth to this program. Why? Because unless we know whom are we dancing for, who are these personalities, who are these Radha and Krishna, who is this Gauranitai, who are these personalities, for whose pleasure we are performing this sacrifice. It's very important to know. So Prabhupada says, one should begin with studying Bhagavad Gita and understand philosophically how Krishna is supreme, how are his energies working, how Krishna is controlling the energies, how Krishna is present in each and every atom, and how is he controlling all these energies. And especially Krishna's supremacy over the demigods, and Krishna being a controller of the whole creation, yet he is not involved in the creation, he is aloof from the creation. And he is in his own spiritual world performing pastimes. So we should study Bhagavad Gita to know this. And we should study Bhagavatam to understand the activities of Krishna. Because in Bhagavad Gita you understand only Krishna and his energies and how his energies are functioning. Very little about Krishna's activities. Krishna's activities are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where you understand his very loving pastimes with his devotees, like the one I was telling you just now. He has no other work to do other than having wonderful pastimes with his devotees. So when one develops a great respect for Krishna by hearing Bhagavad Gita, and then one develops a great liking and fondness for Krishna by studying Bhagavatam, and when one brings it to practical everyday practice by studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, how the Vaishnavas practice Krishna consciousness by developing taste for hearing and chanting, and by assimilating that wisdom by practically performing seva, that we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, dedication of Vaishnavas. So then when these things will become internalized, when they are internalized into our heart, then Krishna becomes so much a part of our life, just as your mother, father, brother, sister, relatives, friends are a part of our life. Then with that background of consciousness, calling out Krishna's name is very easy. Otherwise, imagine, for example, I give you somebody's name and you don't know who that person is, you don't know what are his activities, where is he living, and what are his likes and dislikes, you don't know. I tell you, you know, please chant the name of George. George, 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 you chant. You know, there is no fun in that. You'll only go to sleep. We have no attraction for that, because we just don't know who that person is, nor are we having attraction for the person. So it is true that we have to pronounce clearly, chant loudly, hear attentively and all that. But those external rules and regulations will not work unless one develops attraction for Krishna systematically by studying Srila Prabhupada's books. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and